Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Key. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I just got a phone call from the fraud department, and they said that this number used my card.
Okay, ma'am. I'll need your zip code to pull up this account.
Huh?
Can I get your zip code to pull up your order?
30427.
30427.
I haven't used my card there. Y'all in Nebraska. I'm in Georgia.
Okay, ma'am. So we'll get that. This our product I purchased online. We can verify that information if I can't find you in our system. Can I get your first and last name?
Angela Creech.
Just one moment. Yes, ma'am. So I am seeing that name in our account, Angela Creech, for security purposes. Could you verify your shipping address?
590 Oakwood Circle.
Yes, ma'am. It's showing here that on April the 24th, you purchased our smart fitness trackers. You received two of those fitness trackers and the replacement color scraps. And those watches were on a 14-day trial to try them out. And if you did not like them, you're supposed to call back in to cancel that trial, or you'll be billed a one-time payment, the original cost of those watches.
What?
Do you remember purchasing our fitness trackers back on April the 24th for $7.90 and $6.97?
No.
Is there anyone in your household could have made that purchase without your knowledge, ma'am?
No.
Okay, ma'am. So now we can get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who did use your card without your knowledge. I would like to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously. We will prosecute whoever decided to use your card. So just to be sure, you or anyone in your household doesn't remember purchasing those smart fitness trackers for $6.97 and $7.97.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Did you hear me? I'm here.
Hello?
Ma'am, I'm here. Did you hear me?
I'm going to use my card and it said $69.
Customer support?